Now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage. Say, I'll bet you've used quite a few different shortenings since you've been keeping house, haven't you? You probably like the one you're using now, but perhaps you've heard a friend or a neighbor boast about the new creamier Crisco, and you're curious to try it. Well, that doesn't surprise me, for thousands of housewives all over the country have been saying some mighty nice things about new Crisco lately. And that's because Crisco has been marvelously improved. You see, Crisco has always been creamy. But cooking experts found that the creamier a shortening is, the less work you have to do and the better cakes you can get. So the makers of Crisco recently spent over $1 million to develop the new gyro-churning process. Now, I'm not an engineer, so I won't attempt to describe the machinery to you. But this gyro-churn whips and churns and beats Crisco over and over again. And by the time Crisco is ready to send out to you, well, it's creamier than even we thought it was possible for it to be. And the minute you mix up a cake, you'll notice the extra advantage of this new creaminess immediately. Why, in just a few quick stirs, you'll have your Crisco, eggs, and sugar all mixed together. No hard work, no coarse batter. Just a satin-smooth batter that will give you a tender, light, velvety, moist cake. A regular honey of a cake that the whole family will like. And say, if you've been wondering if you should try creamier new Crisco, here's something else that will interest you. Just recently, when our own and a group of independent scientists tested every well-known vegetable shortening in a number of cities from coast to coast, not a single one was creamier, purer, or as fresh as Crisco. And what's more, not a single one stayed fresh as long as Crisco. Now, if you do want to change to new, creamier Crisco, as so many hundreds of thousands of good cooks have done, then why don't you ask for the big 3-pound economy size? That's right. Crisco is the only shortening you'll need for all your cooking. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now, and here on the front porch we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Sade is swinging gently in the swing, and Vic, who has just this moment arrived home from the office, prepares to seat himself beside her. Listen.
Willie out and back?
Yeah.
What doing?
Sitting on the steps.
He's mad.
So I get it. I was at pains to wish him a jolly good afternoon and received only a sullen rejoinder.
He's mad at his mother.
Why?
Oh, she went downtown and bought him clothes for school.
Seems to me he'd be overjoyed.
He wants to pick out his own clothes.
A feeling common to youth. As a boy, I used to want to pick out my own clothes.
Did you pick them out?
No. Hand over this sheaf of letters, telegrams, and cables that arrived during my absence.
Mailman never even stopped. Walked right on past.
Next time I see him, I'll thrash him within an inch of his life.
Certainly left a big batch of stuff at Scott's. Must have been a dozen pieces of mail he left. They correspond around till who laid the chunk. I expect the thing of it is she's got 5 sisters and writing letters back and forth with
she's
that many.
Very sunshine.
Mad as a wet hen. His mother wouldn't let him buy his own clothes. You know what he'd do, don't you? He'd pick out the loudest, crashiest junk in town.
Hello there, Tom Clamp, old mashy shot.
I wouldn't rile him up any more than he is.
What's he got to be riled about? Seems to me we tolerate considerable temperament around this place.
Come on up and sit in the shade, Willie.
Join me and my lady friend here. We're going to rob a bank and make our getaway and escape over the state line to Missouri. We want you to lead the police off at a false scent.
Miss Harris just come along the alley, Mom. She said to tell you she wouldn't be at Thimble meeting.
Oh, really? Say why? Oh, really?
I'm going to call you up after supper and explain.
Well, thanks for delivering the message.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Round and back. Grand to go round and back.
Do join us, quick fast. I can't bear to think of you in the backyard grieving yourself to death. Come on up and sit down. Your mother and I are cracking jokes and singing songs.
I wouldn't have come around in front at all if Miss Harris hadn't come along with that message.
Don't be mad at me anymore, sonny.
Yeah, you two fellas shake hands. Benjamin Franklin spoke those immortal words while peeling a banana on the outskirts of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was barefooted at the time, and although he was wearing a catcher's mitt, he aroused suspicion
here,
by his...
sit down.
Not enough room.
I'll squeeze over.
I'll sit on the railing.
They tell me you're peeved, Dorothy. They tell me angry fire seethes in your breast and hot tears furrow
the
jealous...
Oh, leave him be.
Okay. Anybody got a hunk of eating tobacco in their pocket? I haven't had a chew all day.
Mom, as long as this business about my clothes is all cut and dried, well, we might as well get to the bottom of it.
Bottom of it?
What am I supposed to do tomorrow? Go down to Yamilton's and Kleeberger's?
And Empson's.
Empson's?
Yes.
You never bought shoes for me.
I bought a good, substantial pair of shoes.
You actually walked calmly into a shoe store and bought shoes for a great big 14-year-old high school guy?
Oh, Lansrash, let's not go through the same rigmarole we went through when I got home this afternoon.
Nobody was with you.
I told you Ruthie was along. You knew Ruthie was along. You heard me telephone this morning.
You paraded my shame before Ruthie. Ruthie knows
Miss
you...
Miss Dambottom, please, mister.
What?
Miss Dambottom, not Ruthie. I'll call her Ruthie. You call her Miss Dambottom.
She saw you actually walk calmly in a shoe store and buy shoes for a 14-year-old high school student? With her own naked eyes, she wouldn't...
I'm getting a little tired of this monkey business, Willie. And quit screwing your face around into them wild expressions. You're not the dying fawn in the movie picture show. You think your mother buying your clothes for you makes you out a little child. Well, if it looks that way, I'm sorry. But it's the sensible thing to do, and besides, it's already done. Sit up and quit acting like a horse had fell on you.
How'd you go about this, say? Seems to me you'd have to have had soup ladled along in order to get the correct sizes.
He'll get the correct sizes when he shows up at the different stores tomorrow.
Oh, you picked out a suit and then had the clerk lay it aside and...
told him my little boy had come in to be fitted.
Oh, I see.
Same way with shoes. I selected what I wanted, and when Willie drops by, they'll give me a size in that particular style.
Pretty smart guy.
Yeah. Ruthie give me flattering compliments on my smartness. I was smart about the cap I bought, too. In there at Kleeberger's, I told
him. You bought me a cap?
What?
You bought me a cap?
Yeah.
I wanted a hat.
Cap is best for school. Hat gets crushed and ruined 5 seconds after you put it on your head.
Oh.
Yeah, cap is best for school.
Oh.
Don't bother making outlandish noises, son. Instead of raising a fuss like you're doing, you ought to be happy as a lark. Your parents can afford to buy you a lovely new school outfit.
That's right, Moose Jaw. You're not bad off.
I'm almost a grown-up adult, and my mother picks out my clothes for me. I got a new suit, and I don't even know what it looks like. Got a new...
I'll tell you what it looks like. Blue serge. Very neat and trim. The pants has got them zipper do funnies, and there's a real sporty belt on the coat you like.
I will look like a...
The shoes are brown. Reddish brown, I guess you'd call it. They're serviceable and strong and can stand the gas. Nothing flashy about them, of course.
I expect the cap is a good substantial...
The cap is a good common-sense plaid. It didn't cost much, but if you take halfway decent care of it, it'll hold its shape and stay presentable a good long time.
Did Ruthie titter and snort when you told the clerks your little boy
was...
What
did I say about that Ruthie business?
Did she titter and snort?
Maybe when you're 21, you can say Ruthie. Think for a while yet, though, you'd better say Miss Dambottom.
Did she titter and snort?
I don't think I like them words very well.
Did she laugh at the idea of a lady picking out clothes for a fella as big and as old as I am?
No.
It's a wonder. By George, I don't see how a common, ordinary American citizen can hold on to their self-respect when their mother treats them like a half-witted half-wit that ain't got the...
I think we've had enough of this.
By George, when civilization has sunk so
Listen,
low...
Listen, and I'll tell you what you're supposed to do tomorrow. And we'll drop the subject. In at Yamilton's, you're supposed to ask for Mr. Richards. He's the clerk waited on me this afternoon. He'll get out the suit I bought and then find one on the rack exactly like it, your size.
What if I see a suit I like better? What if I
you
see
won't.
A suit I...
All right, that takes care of Yamilton's. At Kleeberger's, ask for Mr. White. He's the young fellow with the nose glasses. Just say you're...
I'm Rush Gook, and my mother picked out a cap for me.
Yes. And when you try them on, be sure and get one big enough. Last cap you bought left a dent around your head when you took it off. A person could hide their pocketbook in.
Maybe I ought to ask...
Kleeberger's, Mr. White. Hamilton's, Mr. Richards. And don't forget. In Empson's shoe store, inquire for Mr. Stentz. Bald-headed fella. Bet he's got an artificial leg, too. Scrounged down awful peculiar and... Stuck it out straight behind him when he sat down on the little stool.
For an individual my
age... You got them names straight? I asked you a question. I said, have you got them names straight?
Figures, Knight, and Fence.
Richards, White, and Spence.
Mm.
Remember them now. Otherwise, you'll get in a muddle.
No joking, kiddo. That's a pretty smart stunt. Pick out exactly what you want, and then send Oyster Cracker down to get the right side. You've got ingenuity.
Where are you going?
Out and back.
What you gonna do?
Nothing.
Sit on the steps and sulk and feel sorry for yourself?
I wish to be alone.
You gotta trot to the store for groceries after a bit. So don't go running off anyplace.
Man, with a breaking heart.
Uh-huh.
I suppose his spirit is just as agonized over this as that of a great businessman beset by difficulties.
I suppose.
The intensity of the suffering from a person's troubles is the same whether the person is young or old. The infant who's denied the rattle he desires is no more or no less distressed than the desperate banker who finds shortages in his accounts. And the 14-year-old boy who isn't permitted to select his own clothes endures the same misery
Mr.
as
Carl
the...
Mr. Carl, home from work.
Huh?
Mr. Carl walking along the sidewalk. Must be time to start supper. Come in the house with me. You can help. Grind the meat and crack the English walnuts.
Okay.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, here are two things I want you to know about Crisco. When we questioned 753 teachers from coast to coast, 9 out of 10 said, "We use Crisco in our cooking classes." And recently, our own and a group of independent scientists tested every well-known vegetable shortening in a number of cities from coast to coast, and here's what they found. Not a single shortening was creamier, purer, or as fresh as Crisco. And not only that, not a single one stayed fresh as long as Crisco. Now, perhaps you've known for a long time that Crisco is now creamier because of the new gyro churn process that whips and churns and beats Crisco. But have you found out about this new creaminess and what it can mean to your cake making? Why, with just a few quick stirs, you can have your Crisco, sugar, and eggs mixed together and say, what a cake you'll have. Tender, light, velvety, moist, just the kind of cake your husband and boys cheer for. So if you want to find out what a really good cook you are, just ask for Crisco. This is Glenn Riggs batting for Ralph Edwards while he's on vacation.